You're listening to SBS News.
Aref Jarudi runs Sydney cocktail bar and restaurant Low 302. He couldn't wait to reopen his doors when restrictions started easing, but he was immediately disheartened when a group of four didn't show up for a reservation. That's almost half the current 10-person limit in New South Wales.
Any no-show puts a hole in the turnover of that night. So financially, it makes it very difficult. So if we've got 10 people, four don't turn up for a sitting, that's 40% of the trade that we've lost.
Mr. Jarudi published a message on Facebook stating, "You have single-handedly set the worst precedents for our entire industry at this most difficult time."
On top of that, the staff become disappointed. So there's a morale thing there as well. They've done everything to come back in, get the place going, set up the menus, set up the floor, figure it all out.
The post went viral and sparked a national conversation. Wes Lamber from Restaurant and Catering Australia says it's okay for business owners to charge a booking fee for no-shows during these difficult times.
So pre-COVID, it was very common to make multiple bookings on a Thursday, Friday or Saturday night and then make your mind up as the night got closer. Until the restrictions are eased on a council, state and federal level, it is very important that consumer behaviours alter just a bit, and we all have to feel a little bit of pain, and that pain is don't make a booking that you're not going to turn up for.
Celebrity chef Luke Mangan has reopened one of his Sydney restaurants 3 days a week with a prepaid set menu.
Basically, our hospitality industry has a clean sheet of paper and we can do some changes. You book and pay before a flight. You book and pay a hotel room. And why can't that happen in a restaurant?
From Saturday, restaurants in Canberra will be able to seat up to 20 people. From the 1st of June, 50 people can dine in New South Wales, 20 in Victoria and 80 in South Australia. On June the 12th, Queensland's urban restaurants will be able to seat 20 diners, with 50 permitted in the regions. Currently, cafes, pubs and restaurants in Western Australia can seat up to 20, and 10 in Tasmania. At the Bondi restaurant The Corner House, owner Ben Siredovich says taking payments in advance has helped him create a more immersive and intimate experience for customers.
They get to come in, they don't have to make any decisions of what to order and, you know, where to sit. Like, everything's kind of organised for them. And I think part of them actually really appreciates that. So they can just come in, enjoy the experience. And from us, from a business point of view, we don't have to worry about having excess stock and having staff, you know, standing around with nothing to do. And we can really keep our wages and our overheads low so we can be viable and keep running.
Finding ways to thrive amid the uncertainty. And you can keep up to date with coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.